Donnie, what is happening here? I'm not going to name any names. All I want is Leafs cleaned out of my gutters, and I feel like I'm calling these places, and I'm asking for, you know, if they could make me an $8 million loan. And no, but the real thing is they don't seem to understand what I'm looking. Am I the first guy that's called them to ask for Leafs cleaned out of my gutters? What is happening?
There's got to be some sort of connection in the building to get you hooked up with.
I might have to try that. I was just cold calling different places. And
it was very entertaining on my end.
You heard the conversations. Are you already a customer? No, just want the Leafs cleaned out of my gutters, or leaves if you prefer. And it was like, how is that like a perplexing question to them? You heard their answers, Donnie.
I did.
Did you not? I thought the answer was going to be, sure, let's set up an appointment. Where do you live? We'll come out there. When? And that would be the normal way of it, wouldn't it?
Sounded like they needed a whole lot of information from you.
Yeah. I mean, that was, you've never seen the likes of this limitless wonder. He's on the phone now. All right, Donnie. We have two big football games, so when I say big, I mean real big. Which one is bigger in terms of the implications, the playoff implications for the teams involved?
Here's where I think it is SMU and Pitt. Because, okay, maybe not the biggest game of the weekend, but when you put the question in there with the playoff implications involved, I think what will happen if Ohio State wins, let's say the favored team wins the game in that case, and they go into State College and they beat Penn State, both of those teams are going to make the college football playoff, I think, with little to no problem, unless they completely collapse down the stretch of the season. They would each then need to lose an additional game and maybe even another one to keep them out.
Yeah.
But they would both be sitting there as teams in the top five for the entire season, one loss on their ledger. Ohio State's loss would be to Oregon, and Penn State's loss would be to Ohio State. Both of those teams would get in. With Pitt and SMU, they need to not be quite perfect, but they need to be really close. And
maybe
they need to pretty much get to the ACC championship game almost unblemished. I know SMU has a loss and they're sitting at 7-1, whereas Pitt is 8-0. But these teams need to get to the ACC championship game how they are right now. Or maybe at worst, if Pitt's loss came against Clemson and they got another opportunity in the ACC championship, they would then have to win that game. But the weight that the SMU-Pitt game holds when it comes to the college football playoff is way higher.
I agree with that. There's more room for error in Ohio State, Penn State. Now, Ohio State, Penn State, obviously the higher profile game. That's not the argument. But in terms of bigger for the combatants, I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered. And here's what I would say about these games, and I can't wait to watch them, is, and this starts out as a very unhot take, you might say a warm to cold take, but these are games where quarterbacks win it for you or they don't. I can just look at Pitt's recent history. The biggest games they've won have been all about their quarterbacks. And I went back and looked, or lost, by the way. I went back and looked what I consider to be the biggest Pitt games since the year 2000. Pitt-Cincy 2009. That was actually one where the quarterback played pretty well. That was a special teams disaster. Pitt-Wake Forest for the ACC title. Kenny Pickett. Pitt, West Virginia, way back in 2004, with not the Big East title on the line, but keeping West Virginia from it, and then Pitt went on to win it the next week. Tyler Palko leads a 73-yard drive late. This is not breaking news. The biggest games come down to the quarterbacks, and I find these four quarterbacks and their stories to be fascinating. You have Eli Holstein, injured, I don't know, apparently going to play. Ineffective the last couple games. Is he ready to win on the road in one of Pitt's biggest games of the 21st century? That's what it is. Pitt hasn't even played a top 30 team, according to the Sagarin rankings. SMU picks off a lot of passes. Who is Eli Holstein? That's number one. Kevin Jennings for SMU, an electric all-around performer. He was banged up last week. He also had 5 turnovers. What is his emotional state? What is his physical state? Is this guy going to come out there and light Pitt up like he's done other times this season? Or is he going to go full Kyle McCord on Pitt? I don't know. He's got turnovers left and right. Penn State. This is Drew Aller's game. I thought he had a grow-up game against USC. He's banged up. This is the biggest game of his career. Last year, against Ohio State, he was 18 of 42. Guess who he got outplayed by in that game?
Kyle McCord.
The one and only Kyle McCord. Prabula is ready and waiting in the wings here if he can't go. But this is it, man. Did they get a star here? A guy who's going to lift them to the next level or not? It's a referendum game for Drew Aller. And finally, Ohio State, Will Howard. He had the best quote of the week. He dreamed of going to Penn State, wasn't recruited. His quote this week, I wanted to go there my whole life. They didn't think I was good enough. I guess we'll see on Saturday. Yeah, baby, let's go. I'm not talking about rooting for Ohio State. I'm talking about let's go with that quote. Let's get the game kicked off. And this is a guy who so far this season has been all right. He's been Kyle McCordish from last year at Ohio State. And he also had one of the epic fails in any game we've ever seen when he slid at the end of the game. So, Donnie, in any big game, the quarterbacks obviously are the story, but these four all have unique stories and in a way can announce themselves in a certain way in these games or not.
And if you want to ask who has the most pressure out of the four quarterbacks, it's Drew Aller by a mile. Now, maybe when it comes to college football playoff, that's a different discussion where I think that SMU and Pitt is much more significant to that.
But I agree with you there, too.
Last year at this time, Penn State fans saw Drew Aller playing pretty well. They run into Ohio State. He stunk. He also stunk against Michigan. He was bad against the two big dogs of the Big Ten. They don't have to play Michigan this year. Plus, I think they would beat Michigan this year.
Plus a new coordinator. New offense.
But now we are roughly a year later. They are playing Ohio State. They have an opportunity tomorrow to pretty much put their name in stone in the college football playoff. If Penn State wins, they're going in to the playoff really no matter how they finish the season because they're not going to stumble in two games down the stretch. There's just no way that'll happen for them. If they beat Ohio State, maybe they lose one game. It won't matter because they will have that win to cement them across. This is a legacy-type game for Drew Aller because he goes into it tomorrow remembering what he did last year. Every Penn State fan remembers what he did or failed to do last year against Ohio State, and that was on the road. This time, you're in your building. You get to play Ohio State in your building, and maybe you're not favored by the betting lines, but you're the higher-ranked team. You're 3, they're 4. This is your chance to cement yourself, cement your team. It would also do the coach some help, too, because he tends to struggle in these big games. Tomorrow, a monster game for the Penn State legacy of Drew Aller.
And you helped to clarify the theme among these quarterbacks. It feels like they're all, in some way, trying to erase some bad memories. For Aller, you mentioned it. It's last year's Ohio State game and last year in the big games in general. For Will Howard, it's the slide to infamy against Oregon. Late in that game when he slid. That was the worst quarterback slide I've seen since Tyler Palko at the end of the first half against UConn all those years. The most ill-advised. Although it wasn't Palko's fault. Kevin Jennings from SMU is trying to wipe out last week. 5 turnovers? So he has a memory that he's trying to erase. And then for Eli Holstein, it's really the last 2 games. Like, what are we going to see from these 4 quarterbacks? And I hate to simplify it, but I'll simplify it. In both of these matchups, there's always exceptions. Like I mentioned, Cincinnati 45, Pitt 44. There's always exceptions. But by and large, in these games, it's a quarterback battle. And one of them's either going to step out and win it, or perhaps one of them will make 3, 4, 5 turnovers and lose it. What's your confidence level in these guys? Give me a 1 to 5 on each of them. 1, They're going to blow up like Kyle McCord against Pitt. Five, they're going to shine like, I don't know, Kenny Pickett against Clemson in that home game, or Kenny Pickett in the ACC title game. Eli Holstein.
Holstein, I'm going to go with a four, actually.
Whoa.
I think that Holstein is going into this out of the four quarterbacks with the most clear conscience. It's like he didn't have a great last two games. He wasn't good, but he wasn't detrimental in a Pitt loss. Like, the Panthers are still able to get by, and he has the games to go by early in the season, and he hasn't had yet like that failure, I feel, at the college level. I mean, maybe it happens tomorrow, and I'm completely wrong on this.
What do you make of this, Limits?
A that's four, a high four, rating.
That's a high rating by Donnie.
Well,
he ain't
going to like what I say about Drew Aller.
I haven't even given my Drew Aller take that he's a Medina kid. He grew up an Ohio State fan. He was a five-star prospect in Ohio State. He chose Penn State over Ohio State. Will Howard was a three-star recruit.
So a little bit of a reverse revenge game there.
Pretty
for both
much.
Quarterbacks.
And Aller played the worst game of his career against Ohio State, as you mentioned last year. And this is, for Franklin and Aller, basically the prove-it game. I mean, Franklin's 1-9 against Ohio State. Now, in terms of Eli Holstein, I'm more around a 3.5, partly because of the struggles that he showed in the last couple of games. Yeah. I'm not so much concerned about Syracuse, but the Cal game wasn't good, played like a freshman. I think he's going to bounce back, but I don't think he's going to be the main reason why Pitt wins the game.
I'm at about a 3, and we got to move a little bit to get all four of these in before Ray Fittipaldo, and then a very special guest at 11:30. Dr. Joseph Smeltzer is going to be unbelievable. He's coming off two rough games. I don't know physically what state he's in, and this is the biggest game of his career by far. I like the kid. I like his demeanor. I like almost everything I've seen. I just don't know how he's going to react in that environment. I'm not at a 4 for sure. Kevin Jennings.
I'll go with a 3 there. I mean, he has to have in the back of his mind how bad last week was, but you also, as a quarterback, you want to have a short memory and kind of get out of that sense, really, with anything negative. They still won the game. By hook or by crook, they still won the game.
Yeah.
So I think he can kind of lean on that.
Limits, 1-5 on him.
Jennings more so a 2.5, 3, just because the turnover is a significant issue, and I don't think he's going to play that well.
I haven't seen a ton of Kevin Jennings, I'll be honest with that. And I wonder, coming off 5 turnovers and going against a Pitt defense that has found its stride in a big way, I'm at about a 2.5 on him. Aller.
I'll make this quick for both of these quarterbacks in this game. I got them both at a 1.
Wow.
Wow.
He's got a 1 for Aller.
I don't think Aller or Howard will play well at all. I think it'll be kind of ugly like last season when it was McCord and Aller. Neither one of those guys were good. McCord was just a little bit less sucky than what Aller was.
Holy bird milk.
I've always had more confidence in Aller than many. I have him as a 4. I think he's going to be a huge reason why in this game.
I have the opposite hot take, Donnie. You ready for Aller? 5. You like that? Yeah, a 5.
The game of his life.
I think he's going to be really good. I look back at that USC game. There was every reason to believe that that was going to go way south, and it went the opposite. It went the opposite. And even last week, when Prabula looked good, Aller was still 14 of 18. I think he rises to the occasion. I don't know about as a pro prospect. Who knows? I think he's going to be and is right now a very good college quarterback, and I think nationally we're going to see that. I go with a 5 to your 1.
Whew.
How about that? Lastly, Will Howard.
Well, I gave him a 1.
Him a 1.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that.
3. Limits? As long as he knows how much time is on the clock, he's a 3. If not, he's a 1.
I got him as a 2. I'm not overly confident here. Like I said, this is very McCord-like from last season, and it's not like Kyle McCord lit up Penn State in that game. I expect him to play a D game, but I think Aller's going to be by far the better player, and that's the main reason why I think Penn State's going to win. We'll get back to that. I have two very hot questions for you guys coming up at noon after our two guests in the 11 o'clock hour. I'll give you time to think about these.
And Joe, we have a lot of texters that want to clean your gutters.
Do they?
That are texting in, yes.
Holy corn follicles.
They're leaving numbers. They're saying their license. They want you to have your gutters cleaned.
This is incrinculant.
We also have the Costos at noon, so those questions may have
12:30. Okay. 12:30, we'll get to those. If Pitt wins 10 games but no playoff, is that a good year or a great year? That's a hell of a question, Donnie. I'll give you some time to think about that. Here's a better one. If Penn State loses this week but gets in with an at-large bid and loses in the first round of the playoff, is that a satisfactory season?